we start the next segment, I'm going to go into this abomination. The Copenhagen World Government Takeover Treaty. You can see the notes here of how many pages mention global government and how many pages mention global tax. This is our little glossary here. We're going to be going over this today. This will affect you a trillion times more than who wins the World Series in Series 4 last night. This will affect you a trillion times more than Madonna. A trillion times more than Michael Jackson, and this is it. This will affect you a trillion times more than Tony Romo and the Cowboys. This is what matters. This is what's important. This is what will govern your life. This is the Hitlerian crap we're facing. The globalists look at the brain-damaged, mindless public, and they see animals that they're going to be able to have their way with. And I see a lot of damaged people, but I know we can resurrect something out of this, and there's enough thinkers still left who aren't on the bad guys' team to beat these people. But the crimes that have been committed against this species make my very fabric boil. I'm going to cover the global treaty when we come back. And then towards the end of the show, I want to illustrate how they take your dreams away and how they've turned many people into empty husk, how they literally steal your humanity away from you. Now they replace it with all their Madison Avenue Hollywood garbage. I want to see people's eyes alive with the fire of awakening and liberty and freedom and destiny. I want to see you reclaim your womanhood and your manhood and to stand up on your hind legs and to grow a spinal column and to understand what's going on around you and what's happening. I want you to govern your own destiny. I want you to be part of history on the side of good. But to do that, you first got to be able to recognize evil and get past denial. Once you get sold on a little bit of denial, you can't admit you're wrong. You're invested in the system. You're invested in the lies. So you keep going along with it, even though you got a sick feeling in your stomach, even though you know it's wrong. Join the rebellion against tyranny. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Come into the light. Pass the point of no return. Pledge yourself to the fight against the forces of dehumanization and enslavement. And I promise that you'll have a lot of pain and great tumult and also a great adventure. But you will be fulfilled and you will be alive and you will no longer be afraid and you will no longer be cowardly, childlike people. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to cover this abomination right here on the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, and I want Endgame and Fall of the Republic to be seen by as many people. Every mind, every soul that we awaken is priceless. The globalists know that.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In Copenhagen, Denmark, hundreds of nations will be meeting. The Rockefeller Foundation is running the United Nations body that has drafted the Framework Convention on Climate Change. We are 34 days, 12 hours, 51 minutes, 20 seconds away. Now, anyone in the federal government and any private corporation that claims it's a U.S.-based corporation, any foundation that supports this, have signed their name to a declaration of tyranny, similar to the Declaration of Independence, but the inverse, a declaration of corruption, a declaration of neo-feudal serfdom and financial and economic terrorism against the people of this planet. This is the document. And I challenge you to go to the United Nations website and Google Framework Convention on Climate Change, document number FCCC/AWGLCA/2009/INF.2. This is the English version. I will assure you the United Nations exist. I will assure you the European Union exists. I will assure you that thousands of editorials have been written this year, hundreds per week as of late, calling for world government. Exhibit A, last Sunday, Ban Ki-moon Secretary General of the United Nations, in an editorial published in hundreds of papers titled, We Can Do It. In the third to last paragraph, a deal must include an equitable global governance structure. Global government. Global governance. There's a story we have linked up on PrisonPlanet.com today, November 2nd, 2009, you should read, titled, Elites Launch Global Impact Investing Network. Private corporations that are NGOs of the climate agreement will be the only ones allowed to operate and to trade carbon credits. Al Gore is one of the chief owners of one of the five companies. He's invested in three of the other four. The GIIN, headed by Anthony Bug Levine, the current director of the Rockefeller Foundation, will, quote, help solve social and environmental problems by encouraging investment that will bring both profit and produce real-world change. The Global Impact Investing Network. This is one of the chief sponsors and coordinators of the UN treaty that's coming up. But let's go to the treaty itself. First, I just want to add, though, that rather than debate these real issues and let the American people debate whether or not they want an unelected, unaccountable, private corporate board ruling all carbon activity on the planet, rather than have a real debate about this, the media out of one side of their mouth says that none of this exists and there's no world government and that there's no plan for a carbon tax, while they've already passed the legislation that is designed to tie into the Copenhagen Treaty, and while they're openly announcing, according to even the LA Times, there will be a tax on all food, there will be taxes on your dog because they have a big carbon footprint, there will be taxes on all fossil fuels, all plastics, all industries, and unelected private boards and government boards will do home inspections. They want to shut down the coal plants. That will more than double fuel costs. The oil companies have written the plan. The media always behaves as if they're against it. They brag in the UN documents. They brag in the Club of Rome documents we've sourced here that this is meant to shut down industrial capacity so they can have an organized eugenic society to bankrupt everyone so everyone goes on government welfare. And by everyone, the vast majority. This is the planned economy. Now, we have two stacks here. One is the government stack. This is just where they mention global government and government. This other stack is the tax stack of the divided up treaty. I'm now going to go over this treaty here on air, as much of the 200 pages as we have time to do. Framework Convention on Climate Change from the government section. Let's look at page 5 and 6. PP2, acknowledge the findings of the fourth assessment report on Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. You go read that. Global government, global tax, global regulatory systems run by a private board. PP3, acknowledge the importance and role of Kyoto Protocol and the need to broaden the legal commitments under the convention. So it's ratified Kyoto through this. Current atmospheric concentrations are principally the result of historic emissions of greenhouse gases, the largest share of which has originated or originated from developed countries and parties. That means the U.S. and Europe, they have to make the cuts, not China, not India, not Mexico. That will further transfer all our industry there that's left, as if Detroit's collapse and California's collapse isn't enough. Even if you believe carbon dioxide that plants breathe is a deadly chemical weapon, as they list it in the treaty as a toxic waste, by moving it all to the third world, they have no emission standards. It will boost overall greenhouse gas emission. They don't care about that. They know it's actually good. They want the tax. They're also posing it in these documents as if this is going to help the third world, as if They're taking from the rich, giving to the poor. No, it's the private banks that are going to get all this money. Let's go to page 17, 18, and 19. 17, 18, and 19. 38. The scheme for a new institutional agreement under convention will be based on three basic pillars: government, facilitative mechanism, that's how they force it, and financial mechanism, and the basic organization of which will include following: the tax, that's the funding mechanism, financial mechanism. The government will be ruled by the COP with the support of the new subsidiary body of adaptation and of an executive board responsible for the management of the new funds and the related facilitated process and bodies. This is unelected. The current convention secretariat will operate as such as appropriate. So just dictatorial power, capability to do whatever they want. The convention's financial mechanism will include a multinational climate change fund, including five windows. Then it goes through all the different taxes. Let's go to page 22. And here, the countries agree that carbon dioxide is a poison, agree that the taxes must be implemented, agreed there must be a monetary census of all carbon activity and a regulatory system. And we read the climate bill that's passed the House. 35 agencies given unlimited power to do whatever they want. Let's go to 142. And again, I'm just hitting a few of the points, ladies and gentlemen. This thing is incredible. Let's look at the tax sections here of this. Let's go to 164. Let's go to 142. 142. The EBFTM will be supported by five technical panels, research and development, that's their hired scientists that make up all the lies for them, capacity building, transfer of technologies for mitigation, REDD+, and market mechanisms. The technical panel shall comprise government representatives elected by the COP, the private government of the UN, with balanced regional representation, who are experts on matters related to such and technical panels, to be open to input from other experts that they select. Let's go to 164. Here's 160. The Annex 1 continues that countries shall institute initiatives at the national level, notably tax exemption and some subsidies for the owner of patented technology with a view to promoting transfer and diffusion of the environmentally sound technologies to developing countries. See, they choose what gets to be developed and what gets tax incentives. And we're just skimming the surface here of this nightmare. Here's 164. The executive body on technology shall comprise government representatives elected by the COP with balanced regional representation or experts in matters related to technology development transfer and be open to input from other experts. Be open to all parties. Members of the committee and panel shall be determined by the COP, a multinational climate technology fund, that's the big bank, shall be established that will provide technology-related financial requirements. See, you don't get the loans backed up by taxpayer money and the carbon tax unless you submit to them, as determined by the executive body under COP. There's a headline, Exxon CEO advocates emissions tax. See, the oil companies are behind this, just like the insurance companies wrote the healthcare takeover bill. The EBT shall be comprised of government representatives elected by the COP with balanced regional representation who are experts on matters of technology development and transfer. And it leaves it up to the UN how that's set up, so it's unelected. They do what they want, when they want, how they want. This is a global government, and it states in here that countries can't get out of this unless all the other countries agree. No one will let us out of this.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. MoldZyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. MoldZyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use MoldZyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
MoldZyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to MoldZyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or MoldZyme.com. That's MoldZyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. MoldZyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 10.5680. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 10.8610, 5.4305 for a half ounce, or 271.52 for the quarter ounce. That's 10.8610, 5.4305, or 271.52.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements. But the many business leaders who have been present here are among those taking leadership in other ways. We talked, for example, about, we heard it this morning about efficiency, and Jerry made that point very well.
I'm going to have to do a part two on this tomorrow as well, because this document also says the countries agree carbon dioxide is deadly. The countries agree that any climate change is bad and that you're not supposed to have climate change on the Earth when the climate is changing on all the planets and moons of the solar system continually. It is a religion, and they're teaching the children. In fact, I sent you guys a cartoon Did you see that cartoon I sent you where they are teaching the Australian kids that puppies drowned because of carbon dioxide? And that all of this is bad? We're going to play that later coming up. But, I mean, I just randomly opened this to page 35, part A. It says, recognizing that climate change is an additional burden to development. When this whole thing is about deindustrialization and de-development, as the UN states in its own documents. It says, applying climatic information in sectoral planning, as well as in cross-sectoral planning, such as integrated water resources management. And then you read what that means. It means the international body will determine how much water can be used in your country or nation. I mean, this is a power grab over everything. The technical panel shall comprise government representatives elected by the COP. So this private UN group, it will decide who gets to be chosen. And right now I'm going over the stack that covers tax. And I'm continuing here on page 170. Let's go to 171. Transfer of technologies for mitigation and market mechanisms. See, they will decide what can be in the market. Technical panels comprise government representatives elected by COP. But all the real meat is in these documents, how it's going to control everything, how private banks and promote joint ventures to accelerate development. See, only select corporate groups will be able to get the business because it's given to them by the UN panel. And then they will control, the big banks will control what infrastructure can be put in and what infrastructure can't be put in. And the most important facet is all of the signatories have to vote unanimously to let any one party out of it or to amend it. It'll never happen. So it gives total dictatorial power to this private body. Listen to this. This is from page 35, part 5. Improved emergency response capabilities, including governance structures that encourage effective use and coordination of local, national, and international resources. Down here at the bottom. So this is the type of nightmare that we're talking about and that we're discussing right here at the bottom, if you want to show people on TV. And it's all written in this dry language. Improve knowledge of socioeconomic aspects of climate change and promote the integration of socioeconomic information into impact and vulnerability assessments. So see, it's just into every law, every local rule. It makes it a religion. Over and over and over again, it details this entire program. Let's just go over the tax sections. Page 35 of the Framework Convention on Climate Change. And this is what the Congress has already passed in the House. Draconian rules that match up with this. And it states the nation states have to pass accompanying laws to line up with it. So let's look at page 35. Provide incentives to adaptation. See, they tax you if you don't do this, and they tax you even if you do. Legislative changes, removal of barriers. That means borders and local, state, and federal laws. Provide incentives to adaptation through legislative changes, removal of barriers involving women as active participants, means get sexes divided, and other supportive approaches. Minimize incentives that encourage maladaptation, that means if you don't do it, they tax you. Reduce pervasive incentives that encourage unsustainable land use, harassing your property, taxing you if you don't follow their orders, and reducing negative economic incentives, tax breaks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
There was once a land where the weather was very, very strange. There were awful heat waves in some parts, and in others, terrible storms and floods. Scientists said it was being caused by too much CO2, which went up into the sky when the grown-ups used energy. They said the CO2 was getting dangerous. Its effects were happening faster than they had thought. Some places could even disappear under the sea. And it was the children of the land who'd have to live with the horrible consequences. The grown-ups realized they had to do something. They discovered that over 40% of the CO2 was coming from ordinary everyday things like keeping houses warm and driving cars, which meant if they made less CO2, maybe they could save the land for the children.
Is there a happy ending?
It's up to us how the story ends. See what you can do. Search online for Act on CO2.
That's the type of brainwashing going on everywhere. Puppy dogs drowning. Teaching children if it gets hot, if it gets cold, if there's any seasonal change, that's abnormal. But don't worry, the global government's going to save you. The bad grown-ups, they create 40% of the CO2. The UN's own cooked books and the big panel on climate change they put out 2 years ago, most of the scientists have gone public saying it's a fraud that we're even involved, says that 3% of the increase in CO2 is man-made. Ladies and gentlemen, plants breathe it. Humans exhale it. The evil climate monster that they show in the children's book that they put on television, talking to the public like we're children, they have to show a big carbon monster up in the sky about to kill everybody. They don't tell you. It's humans exhaling it. I mean, it's such a giant fraud. It's just so massive. And right here on page 35 of the treaty, it says provide incentives. That means taxes to adaptation through legislative changes in the nations. Removal of barriers, getting rid of sovereignty, involving women as active participants, making it a woman against the men thing, and other supportive approaches. Minimize incentives and encourage malaptation, means tax you if you don't do what they say. Reduce perverse incentives, perverse, that encourage unsustainable land use, and reduce negative economic incentives. Tax breaks. It says tax breaks for vulnerable activities. So it's, and so they're announcing sheep, cows, your dog, everything to be taxed, bureaucrats in your life, a national ID card that registers what you buy and sell, and putting you on ration cards. You can Google that. British government calls for rationing. British government calls for reducing England's population from 60 million to 30 million. That's the London Guardian. In fact, people won't believe that. Show them right now. Headline, Environment Minister says cut population by half. And you'll see articles in Canada, Australia, and England, all with their environment ministers saying the same thing. Now, in the UN documents, it says 80% reduction in population. In the public statements, it's only half. We got to get rid of humans. All the headlines about babies are bad for environment. Babies are carbon blobs. See, they're teaching the kids, oh, that we're going to stop the carbon monsters, but the government says the babies are the carbon monsters. And then on Australian TV, they have this cartoon where it shows how the children need to commit suicide. In fact, there was the headline. UK population must fall to 30 million, says head environmental minister. One of Gordon Brown's leading green advisors is to warn Britain must dramatically reduce its population if it's to build a sustainable society. It's not enough to him, David Miliband, that the West already, for every two adults, only has 1.3 children and is dying. He wants it cut more. Let me remember the exact headline of the cartoons in Australia. Children taught to commit suicide by environmental cartoon. And then it shows bloody animals in pools of blood for little kids and says, you're killing animals if you don't die. Another headline was, carbon calculator teaches kids when to die. Carbon calculator teaches kids when to die. Search that term. That'll bring it up for you. This is the sickness of these people. They're taking our normal survival instinct and saying by killing yourself, by not having children, by dying, you save the earth. And then they write in Eco-Science and all their other major textbooks, this written by the White House science czar, that they want to put sterilants in our water to sterilize us. Global warming. ABC website tells kids when they should die. News.com.au. We archived it at Infowars.com. Blow up that screenshot. It shows bloody dead pigs in a slaughterhouse and says, if you don't commit suicide, you're killing animals. This is what you let your children watch. This is what you put up with. They showed a drowning dog in that last video we showed and said, you're going to drown if you don't do this. You should die at what age? Based on the emissions from your greenhouse usage, you used up your share of the planet by the time you were 1.2 years old. And it tells you that you're killing animals, because they know little kids love animals, if you don't kill yourself. And they've had some little kids go kill themselves after this. They're teaching. Rob Jacobson, a month ago, was at Whole Foods downtown Austin, where he went to get lunch. He knows the girl there. He shops her a few times a week. He walks up buying me a copy of The Case for Killing Granny with the cover of Newsweek or Time. We'll have to Google that. I think it was Newsweek. Google The Case for Killing Granny. I think it was Newsweek. And it showed the cord pulled out, and she's dead. And it said, euthanasia's good, killing granny's good, it's good. And the girl said, ooh, what's that? And he said, oh, it's teaching us to kill ourselves. It's eugenics. And she said, yeah, I think I should die. And he said, are you happy? Do you like your life? Yeah, but there are too many people. And he said, yeah, but they'll want to kill you. And then she said, well, I'm ready to die. The case for killing Granny, Newsweek. There it is. And they go on to say, to save the environment, we got to kill Granny. Now, the private banking cartel run by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and Bank of England openly finances all of this, and they'll decide what resources you get. They'll decide whether you can have a business or a factory. They're going to put all these taxes on you, and they're going to get rid of your tax breaks. I just covered that. Let's go to the next tax document, page 43. Page 43. Providing financial support shall be additional to developed countries. That means loans to them at 30% interest with our money if they get rid of their other industries. Mandatory contributions from developed countries, parties, and other developed parties include in the annex. And then it goes into all the taxes. Taxes on carbon-intensive products and services from ANNEX parties. Only first world nations have to make that tax payment. Zoom in on this. This is page 43. Now, only first world nations have to pay that particular carbon tax. All industry that hasn't left will go to the third world where they don't have those restrictions, which will deindustrialize us further, which is stated, in fact, will you get Aaron in here? He was reading Maurice Strong and David Rockefeller quotes on Friday's show where they said in the 70s, we're going to destroy our industry with a carbon tax to bring in total control. Certain nations will only be able to do certain things, so everyone will be dependent on the globalists. They will sit above the nation states, so no nation state is self-sufficient, so they control it. Come on in here, Aaron. Aaron, I meant to get that article you wrote that had the footnotes and the links on the collapse of Detroit where you had all the globalist quotes about how they were going to use fake environmentalism to wreck the economy. The Maurice Strong quotes, the Richard Inhofe quotes. Will you print that and run in here with them? Good job. Thank you. The problem is we got too much evidence here. Taxes on carbon-intensive products and services. Shares of proceeds of the clean development mechanism between members of the group. It says you have to hire even locally risk management officials to come in and do an environmental assessment before you engage in any business activities. That's on page 44. I mean, my God, ladies and gentlemen, just to read this and to know it's coming up in 35 days. Let's go to page 64 here. I mean, this is just incredible. Page 64. Progressive reduction or phasing out of market imperfection. See, this global regulator will do this. They will decide. Financial incentives. Tax and duty exemptions and subsidies in all greenhouse gas emitting sectors that run counter to the objective of the convention and application of market instruments. That's plain English. If you don't do what they say, they slap bigger and bigger taxes, and they selectively decide, just like the 14,000-plus pages of NAFTA and GATT, which was not free and open trade. It was good old boys select deals. Page 83. This is just the tax sections. Page 83. I mean, go read this. Become informed. Cap and trade schemes and carbon taxes and the use of new and existing flexible carbon markets. I mean, they can do whatever the hell they want. When you're flexible, it means that they're exempt, including project and program-based CDM. Cap and trade schemes and carbon taxes. And it says this unelected UN group, it does whatever it wants, and your country can't get out of it. And they advertise this in the third world like, ooh, the rich Americans, you're going to get their money. The same banks that have raped the third world are telling them this. Okay, let's go to 134 on the tax section. 134, page 134 of this treaty. Taxes on carbon-intensive products and services. Annex One parties. Annex One parties are over 35 first world nations. Listen, and then they list on dozens of pages. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I could do nothing but read this for the next month. Alternative One, emissions from international aviation and maritime transport for journeys between developed countries may be auctioned through emission allowances under an international regulation scheme. That's on page 134. And they state, and this has been in the news, that air travel must be rationed. Only England's about to pass laws. So if you, where you have to get government approval to travel. In fact, people won't believe me. Just random. I'm showing people how fast they can look this up. Randomly Google or startpage.com, whatever, search engine, the term only essential travel to be allowed under greenhouse gas rules, or air traffic must be curtailed under greenhouse gas emissions. It's all in here. And it says they have unlimited power in here. See, everything's dictatorial now. And this is all mirrored. In fact, it's even worse. This is just the general framework with what the nations are passing. The House has passed the conforming legislation to this treaty. They passed it 3 months ago before this treaty was even public. This treaty's only been public for a month. And they wouldn't let the public, it's all covered in Fall of the Republic, they wouldn't let the public or the Congress see it till they voted on it. We have the clips from Congress where this happened. I mean, these people are lawless scum. Taxes on carbon-intensive products and services. Okay, let's go to the next one here. That's page 134. Let's go to 160. This is just the taxes. 160. The Annex I countries shall institute incentives at the national level, notably tax exemption and subsidies, for the owner of the patented technology, with a view to promoting transfer and diffusion of the environmentally sound technologies to the developed countries. So this means if you're a globalist and your company patents something, it gets a tax exemption when nobody else does. A totally controlled, unfair market. It's not enough for the bankers to be able to print all the money they want to buy up the planet. They're the ones that wrote all this. Managing Business Travel Emissions, EPA Climate Leaders Partners Meeting Chicago. There's one document. Click news, though. It was all over the news last week that you're going to have to get a certification that that it's essential travel. Just type in air travel must be curtailed to cut greenhouse emissions. That'll bring it up. London Guardian. Okay, let's go to... See, what we do is we do our research right here on air. We show everyone what I've already seen. We show you. This is not our opinion. Yeah, you got to cut the first part off. I just want to... Yeah, no, it won't be Travel London Guardian. It'll be the exact search term is air travel must be curtailed for environment or greenhouse gas. Okay, continuing here. They will decide where you fly, what you do. Let's look at 173. 173. Specific sources, including parts of regular fiscal budget for research and development, fiscal revenue from taxation on carbon transaction and or auction of emission permits in carbon market. Who owns the carbon market? Al Gore. As well as fiscal revenue from energy on environmental taxation in developed countries. They will take your money. The private banks will take your money. And then loan it out. They will take your tax money paid to their private group. All parties shall ensure that interest payments made through the Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency Bond Mechanism will be tax-free within their domestic jurisdiction. The issuance of bonds, the issuance of renewable energy and energy efficiency loans. See, the new green economy, if you're one of the traders of these bonds, it's tax-free. So that's unfair to other investments. So, see, it forces everyone into this. And a select few are going to make trillions of dollars. So that's just some of what we're dealing with. And that's not even the government section. Here's the glossary we wrote up for the taxes, page 35, 43, 64, 83, 134, 160, 173, 175. That's just where they use the word taxes. Here's the government. Page 5, 6, 8, 9, 13, 14, 15, 17, 18, 19, 22, 26, 27, 41, 42, and right through to 179. And it goes on. Look at this. Having children brings high carbon impact. Your children are bad. Google this. Tax people for having more than one child. Folks, LA Times last week. Tax you for having a dog. Inspect your home. Shut down everything you're doing. Taxes on cows, on sheep, on horses, on chickens. Selectively. The big lobbyists, Tyson Chicken and others, they've gotten it written where they don't have to pay the tax. Only you are. This is a private global group raping everyone. We'll come back, get more into this on the other side of this quick break. Great job of the crew today. I'm going to come back tomorrow and talk more about this. So many things to go over, so many things to talk about. And it's so desperate. This is happening now. The total end of our republic, the end of our sovereignty.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Now, you've just seen all this evidence, and it's literally a drop in the bucket. The United Nations 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment states they want an 80% force reduction in the population. These people are diabolical. But when Congressman Ron Paul or Congressman Gohmert or Congressman Vern Buchanan comes out and speaks out against this, The media says it doesn't exist and they're insane, and CNN gives them lunatic awards. And CNN every week now is playing clips of my show saying, listen to this lunatic. Why? Because I can read the Copenhagen Treaty? Because I'm not watching the World Series? Because I care about my kids? Is that why I'm bad? You bastards selling out your fellow man? You're not just not journalists. You're a bunch of lying corporate whores. And you'll attack people that'll... I mean, look, here's the London Guardian. We must agree to curtail air travel now if the Copenhagen summit is to succeed. I saw another headline where they're talking about canceling the World Cup in Johannesburg, South Africa, and not allowing anyone to go there. Folks, they don't care about making money. They print the stinking stuff. They're going to train you to do this. This is the most hardcore bondage that the world has ever seen. And they admit it's global government in their own framework. And then Lord Mockton, who we're working on getting on the show, he comes out and gives speeches and reads the subsections where it says global government, and the media goes, look at the crazy man. And the media has the headline in The Guardian, Lord Mockton, too extreme, even for Glenn Beck, because Glenn Beck had him on TV and then had Bolton on, former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., to say it wasn't true. Oh, he's a Republican. It must not be true. See, Glenn Beck always does that. He acts friendly and slits your throat right at the last minute. Oh, there's no global government. Oh, there's no FEMA camps. People love it. They go, well, Glenn Beck says there's no global government, so there mustn't be. I mean, I can show you Al Gore saying it. In all their pro articles, they admit it all. But then when you say you don't want it, they play this mind game with you and say it doesn't exist. Well, Campaign for Liberty's telling the truth. Pull up that other article you had where they said, where Ron Paul broke it down. Air travel, you'll have to get permission. But you already do. You might be a terrorist. No judge, no jury, no record, no reason. You just can't fly. Now they're saying no fly, no buy a gun. That's the name of the bill. No fly, no buy. They're going for broke. They've committed so many crimes. Why not commit a million more? This is the real deal. We have to call Congress, call the White House, call talk radio, call all these shows, letters to the editor, Fall the Republic details it. We got 35 days to warn people. And they are going to come in with tax effort. And look, the way this environmental tyranny works, all their local groups, the city, the county, the state, they get money off this. The feds get it. The big international banks get their 20% cut or more. So they all get it. And it brings, because the law is international and global, it brings all your local communities under world government control, but they're bought off by the new tax. They never have seen a tax they didn't love. So they go along with it. Austin has stolen tens of thousands of acres. They have former Special Forces commanders running the local Green Brigades for the city in PSYOPs. This is the new tyranny. You want to know how they're bringing martial law and tyranny and oppression and the Soviet-style America in? China is under the same tyranny. They're doing it through phony environmentalism. Rebroadcast starts now with Bill Sardi and many others. Incredible job, crew. Awesome job. Back live tomorrow. Spread the word about the show. Please, we're fighting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.